Hi, my name is Joyce Grant, and I'm one of the co-founders of TeachingKidsNews.com. This is a new feature that we're calling the story behind the story. So one of the things that we do when we post a story is we try to pick a big story, one that's really interesting, and there's a lot of things to unpack. And boy, this tennis story about the US Open sure has all of that. I really think that it's a story about point of view. Because depending on your point of view, you may see things completely differently. Serena Williams had one point of view, and obviously the umpire had a different point of view. The U.S. Tennis Association decided to fine Serena Williams $17,000, but of course they also gave her $1.85 million for coming in second in the tournament. So, I mean, there's also lots of tennis greats coming forward talking about this, so you've got their points of view. We included Billie Jean King's because, you know, she's a tennis legend, and I just think that she has a really interesting take on things. And then somebody on our Facebook page pointed us towards Martina Navratilova's article in the New York Times, and last night I went in and added that link to the bottom of the story so that you can check that out too, because she has a slightly different take on things. So depending on point of view, and point of view is something that as a journalist you really want to make sure that you include as many different points of view as you can in a story, but of course there's only so much room, so there's bound to be some points of view that are missing. And you as a reader, when you're reading a news article, you really need to make sure that you're looking for the missing points of view and pick them out. And another of our co-founders, Kathleen Tilley, she did a great job this week with the curriculum connections, where she looks at point of view and suggests to the reader, hey, you know, you should really take a look at all of the different points of view that may be missing or may be there, and sort of play around with that. So we really hope you enjoy the article, and thanks for listening. And do leave a comment on our Facebook page, because we're always really interested in what you have to say. Thanks.